Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the work of giving, about how God wants us to, well, first give ourselves to Him, and then give of Him to others. And so we've talked about giving to those in need and giving what we owe and giving thanks, giving cheerfully. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about giving an answer. Not just any old answer, but a good answer, a correct answer, a gentle and respectful answer, an answer that is appropriate. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord." That's what allows you to do the rest of this verse. "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." When I talk about this verse, when I teach on it, preach about it, I always want to point out the instruction to be prepared to give an answer. Be prepared because there's an expectation that your life is being lived in such a way that someone's going to ask, why do you have hope? Why do you live the way that you do? Why do you keep pressing on? And many times those questions come in the midst of, well, some of our most difficult moments. And if we're not prepared to give an answer, it's not always likely that we'll give a good answer. When the medical diagnosis is bad, when a loved one is tragically killed, when relationships crumble apart, times that put all of us to the test, times that, well, require that we cling more tightly to God than ever before. And it's in that turning to God in the midst of struggles, in the midst of catastrophe, in the midst of disaster, that we're able to live with a hope that exceeds what appearances make it look like ought to happen. And so we live life preparing ourselves through God's Word, through His Spirit, through our relationship with Him to give an answer about that hope. But we do so with gentleness and respect. It's in the midst of our troubles, caring enough about another person that we honor them. We honor them with our respect. We honor them with gentleness, even though we may be feeling like life is falling apart. But to give an answer for the hope that lies within us does not only require that we prepare to give that answer, but I don't want this to go without being said. It requires that we have a hope that lies within us. So many times we kind of get caught up in putting on a mask, a fake front. We present ourselves as we want people to see us. And sometimes we do that so well and for so long that we kind of forget that it's a mask. that there's no substance under it. And the way that we prepare ourselves to give an answer is that we live in reality with God. We dive deep. We learn to be honest. We recognize through the Psalms the honesty of David as he addresses God in almost every way imaginable. With joy, with anger, with sorrow, with celebration, with confusion. And when we're willing to open ourselves up to God, the things that He already knows, we begin to open ourselves to the hope that soaks throughout all of those questions. It satisfies our longings. It gives answers to our doubt. It teaches us to trust. And we recognize the faithfulness of God. You see, we're prepared to give an answer when we live life walking with Christ every day. And these gentle and respectful answers do not come across as just some glib platitudes when people see the reality of them in our life. And when our co-workers, when our fellow students, when our neighbors, when our family members know that we've been hit hard by life and yet we still have hope, a realistic hope, a practical hope, a hope that doesn't dismiss the problems but overcomes them, lives through them, lives with them even. It's when we live in such a way that people recognize that the answers that we give just might work for them. This weekend, we'll celebrate the 35th birthday of my wife and I's daughter. A birthday that, while some would say is an ordinary birthday, a young lady that we were told would not reach her teens, would not get out of her teens, would not do this, would not do that. Life expectancy was not long. And yet she continues to provide joy. And she continues to live with the answer of Jesus in her life. And because of those difficulties, life has given us opportunities to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. When the doctors have said there's nothing we can do, there's been an answer that God can. And there have been times, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that we've had to recognize that God can do this, but even if He chooses to do something different, that's okay. And when we learn to trust God with the best answer, when the best answer isn't the one we want, we begin to have a greater reason for the hope that's within us. And we fail to see the big picture because we simply can't. we see such a limited time slice. And God sees eternity. And those light and momentary sufferings that are so huge to us because they take up such a big part of our life can be lived with hope when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. I don't know what you're going through today, whether you need someone to give you an answer for the hope that lies within you, or whether you're in the midst of something that's solidifying that hope that is within you. But God's desire is that as His children, that every one of us set Him apart as Lord in our life. It's by doing that that we begin to recognize we do have an answer. And it's a good answer. Jesus is the reason for the hope that lies within. And so today, let's be faithful in sharing that answer with gentleness and respect. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to accomplish all good things. Not according to our desires, not according to our definition of good things, but according to Your will and purpose. And Father, for us to do that, we really need to daily, multiple times daily, set You apart as Lord in our life. That Jesus would be in control. He's in charge. And so whether the news that we receive today is good or bad or just news, we have hope. Because that news will disappear to be replaced with new news tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, whatever it is. And yet Your word remains. You remain eternal. And as we take life with Christ seriously, with Him in charge, we have an answer. That I can face uncertain days, uncertain future, uncertain news, because my Savior lives. And so God, today, help us to live with an answer that's gentle and respectful. Help us to be prepared for those that ask. Father, as we give these answers, may we lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.